Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On this week's episode, we're celebrating National Coming Out Day. We discuss our own coming out stories, which emojis are the absolute gayest, whether or not celebrities and YouTubers have an obligation to be publicly out, and tips on how to come out yourself. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. And before we get into all the juicy gossip, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for this episode, and that is Audible.com. For a free audiobook, all you gotta do is go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks, Audible, for being so supportive of Psychobabble. Hi, Corey!
Hi, Tyler.
What's up?
Oh, everything is up.
Well, I mean, everything is up. Everything's up.
The sky is up.
What else is up?
The moon.
I love the moon.
Do you?
I often use the moon emoji.
Really?
Yeah, and we have our own code about that. What's our code?
It means shade.
Yeah, so if you're feeling shady, you just send the moon emoji.
Yeah, there's a few different moon options too.
And then if you're not feeling shady, you send like the
sun.
The yellow moon. No, like the like
the, that's the sun. The no. Yellow moon.
No, there's like a isn't there like a bright moon? And then there's a dark moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you idiot.
I literally have no idea, but I think you're talking about the sun.
No, you dumb. There is a light moon, and that means, like, if you send that, it means, like, no shade. Like, I'm not being shady. I'm just telling the truth. If you send, like, a dark moon, it means, like, I'm being shady. And then if you send the, like, half and half moon, that means, like, I'm being shady, but I'm telling the truth.
Oh.
And, like, deal with it.
And if you send the sun, then it's all shine, no shade.
What?
Yes. When you're like complimenting.
I feel like we should do an episode all about emojis sometime. Sometime soon.
You're ready for it.
When they come out with new emojis, that's when we'll do it.
I'm in. So speaking of moons,
oh, the moon is out. Yep. And you know what that means? You know
it's
when
October.
The moon. Yes, yes. Spooky time. But not just spooky. There's another holiday, not just Halloween in October. What is it, Corey? We got there. We're getting there. What is it?
On October 11th,
yeah.
National Coming Out Day.
What a beautiful day.
I love that day.
So if you are listening and you don't know what National Coming Out Day is, it's basically a day every year on October 11th where we celebrate coming out as a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer. And it's the 26th year that this is actually happening.
What?
I know.
Are you serious?
It's older than me.
You are.
It came out before I came out.
Of the womb.
Yeah.
Whoa. I think it commemorates the March on Washington, D.C.
Yes, yes, yes. So National Coming Out Day, it's basically a day to celebrate being who you are, being unapologetically yourself. And this episode, we're going to be talking all about coming out and all the fun things that have to do with it. And like some advice, maybe some like stories of our own and just some fun things.
Yeah.
All gay things.
Very, very October, very not spooky.
It's not spooky to come out.
No.
It's the only thing in October that's not spooky.
Coming out?
Yeah.
It can be a little spooky, depending.
Depending.
Yeah. How old were you when you came out?
Oh, well, I think that's a hard question because, like, we were talking about this earlier. Coming out is not, like, a one-time process.
Absolutely.
It's like you continually, when you meet new people, you're always coming out to them because there's very much in our society a norm of an assumption that everyone is straight. or like that it's just like the default. So coming out is, I would say, a lifelong process. But when I first came out, I was maybe in middle school. I was telling people on like AIM. I was like messaging them, all my friends. But my first like coming out process, I think, was when I was 14.
Okay.
And then but with my parents, that was with my friends. With my parents, I think it was like maybe 12 or 13.
Really?
I think. I don't really know. I mean, it's been decades.
I didn't know you told your parents and then your friends like that long after.
Yeah, I told my parents first because my parents were always very like whatever about it. My mom like loves it.
I was the opposite. See, I told my friends before I told my family.
Right.
It was very much on like instant messenger though.
Right. Because that's easiest.
Yeah, you didn't have to like actually say it out loud.
And then you could follow it up with like, haha. Like, and then be like, and if they don't take it right, you're going to be like, just kidding. That was a funny moment.
I mean, emojis would have been great back then.
Right.
Now, if you're coming out, you can like send.
If I were coming out now, I would include in every message the monkey covering his eyes emoji.
Really?
Because I'd be like,
ugh. You'd be like, I'm gay, and then the monkey covering his
eyes. Yes, yes.
I would be like, I'm gay, and then the nail painting.
I would, what would I do? Or I would do...
Maybe the two girls.
The dance, yeah.
And the black leotard.
Yeah, the two dancing girls. Or maybe the
Cha-Cha Diva.
Yes! How did you know? Cha-Cha Diva. That's what I feel like when I come out.
Those are the, like, gay emojis, I guess.
Right.
If I had to
I'm
call
gay,
some of the emojis.
I'm gay with the moon emoji.
Oh, no shade.
No shade, but I'm gay.
Wait, what was the one that was no shade but a little bit of truth? The half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would tell friends on Instant Messenger and then I would log out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I would immediately put on an away message. But did you have pre-saved away messages?
Oh, for sure.
So did I. I had like a whole repertoire.
I didn't have one that said, I just told you I'm gay and now here's my away message.
Oh.
I should have with the nail painting emoji.
So you came out. When did you come out?
In college, I started telling people.
Okay.
And it was truly, I would tell people on Instant Messenger or I would like text them. And that was very much when like texting was just beginning. And then I would like turn off my phone or like log out of Instant Messenger.
See, I had a kind of a bad process in high school when I came out because somebody actually outed me. And it was somebody that I trusted, and they were trying to set me up with somebody that I had a crush on. And long story short, she basically told a lot of people when I wasn't ready myself that I was gay. And it was not the best process. It was like I just remember it being like one of the most stressful times because I just wasn't ready. And I think the biggest thing about coming out is it doesn't matter if you come out when you're in college or later in life or in high school or whenever. It's when you're ready.
Yeah. And I mean, that's tough when you get put in a situation where someone's like taking that away from you.
Right. Right. And I guess like the biggest thing about National Coming Out Day is awareness for people to be themselves, but to be themselves at their own pace. Like not everyone is necessarily ready when you are. And I think a lot of the best thing for I think a lot of people at home that are listening to know is you can be supportive. But it's still their process, I think.
When I was in college, that was when I first heard of National Coming Out Day when we were RAs in the dorms.
Right.
Because they would always do something on campus and it was great. And part of me always wanted to use that day, but I wasn't ready. And I got to the point where it was like I wasn't going to wait a whole another year just to do it on that day.
Right.
So I love that they have the day and that's great for the people who are ready, but by no means like – do I ever think anyone should feel pressured or like socially obligated to
do it? The worst thing, is if somebody feels like they have to come out because other people are pressuring them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can say it a million times, but it's a personal process.
It's your journey.
It's your journey.
It's your journey.
It's your journey.
do you feel like certain celebrities or certain people in the limelight should feel that social obligation because they have such an audience?
I think that – and that's a good question. And that gets asked of YouTubers or that gets asked of celebrities. Like if you are gay, do you have an obligation to make that part of your identity publicly? Because – a lot of people think that if you are open and honest about who you are, it's going to help a lot of people and it's going to show them that there's representation in the media and that they're not alone and that they're not like a freak and blah, blah, blah. Do they have an obligation? I think that is – it's a hard question.
I see my one thing I always go back to is it truly is like everybody's journey.
Right.
And –
If you don't use your influence and your
audience, yeah.
Or use your influence to impact your audience, then I think it's a missed opportunity. I think it's definitely something that everybody should, whether you're gay or straight or whatever it makes you you, if you don't use your platform to encourage other people to be themselves, I think that is a missed opportunity. But I don't think anybody has an obligation. Yeah, I don't think they do, because it's their own decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is hard-hitting
stuff. It's a hard question. Because a lot of people are like, if there's a celebrity or a YouTuber that people assume is gay,
yeah.
A lot of people are like, you need to come out, because if you are not publicly gay, if you're not publicly out, then you are – then you're perpetuating a stereotype that it's something shameful or something that you have to hide.
Yeah.
But it's their own personal life.
Yeah.
So where's the line? Where does that boundary – where is it crossed?
There was such like an – I think a lot of people that I've talked to who've come out, who have gone through the process, say that there is like this internal struggle, because certainly you want to be out and you want to let people know.
Right. And just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you are excluded from the process.
Right. And it's – I had tons and tons of gay friends when I was at Michigan State, especially that's where I first met a lot of my gay friends and first was really exposed to gay culture in real life as opposed to on TV or in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of my friends and support system said, your parents will be okay with it. Your friends will be okay with it. Your brothers will be okay with it. And it's as many times as you can be reassured of something of that, like that, it's still your own journey and you still are putting your own family and that sort of thing at risk.
Right.
They were all right when I finally decided to do it.
Right.
And I had great support from all my friends and family. But it was something that I like internally debated and wanted to get the timing right for me.
Right. And me personally, I had a lot of people that were very supportive. And then I also had some people that were really close to me that were not supportive.
Yeah.
And I guess one thing that I learned, and I at the age of 25 now, I can – freely say is that it took years for some people to get it and years for some people to like figure it out on their own. And I, having came out to some people that were not supportive, I had to realize that, you know what, them being unsupportive of me being gay is their own problem and they need to go figure that out. It's not something that I need to figure out.
Yeah.
And so for me, I cut those people out of my life and I said, you know what, you're going to miss out on some amazing moments that if you were supportive of me, you would be a part of. But because you are not supportive of me, you gotta go. Let me know when you stop having a problem. And some people, it took years for them to get over it. And now, having gone through that and having given that space, they're able to come back into my life. And that's kind of an amazing thing.
I just realized that we actually kind of like came out around the exact same time, like year-wise, but not age-wise, because I'm older than you. But like if you were doing it when you were like 13, 14, I was doing it when I was like 18, 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look at us. Aren't we cute? As I was just thinking, it's been like 10 years plus.
I celebrated my 10-year anniversary last year, I think.
Does your mom
I tweeted it.
Like on a calendar circle.
Ew, she would. She loves it.
Day Baby Ty came out to Queen Jackie.
Ew. Ew.
Wouldn't that be fun though to see like the exact date?
I know the exact date.
Wait, seriously?
I don't know it like offhand, but I've looked it up before because I remember the exact moment that all the drama went down because it was, I mean, long story. It was a very monumental day of my high school career.
Okay.
In addition to coming out. So, like, I can look that moment up.
Well, see, nowadays, like, Facebook and all that wasn't too big of a thing. It was just starting, like, 10 years ago when I was coming out. So I didn't really have that. Like, I'm sure now people have. Like, that you can
make an event,
a life event on your Facebook page. I came out. And good for
you. I've had
you.
People in my Facebook feed who have done that. I'm like,
really?
Yes.
Wait, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Too cool.
As far as celebrities that have come out,
yeah,
and who are open and honest with themselves and publicly honest about it, I think that's a cool thing. I think there's every year there's more and more people.
Yeah.
And I think the cool thing, especially on YouTube, we're seeing that. But back in our day, we were part of a YouTube collab channel.
Yes.
Called Five Awesome Gays, and we would always get messages from people saying thank you for being open. And
yeah.
Thank you for being honest, because I always see people that are talking about, you know what, they have YouTube as a resource to go find people that they relate to. Yeah. And I think back then that was such a cool thing that we got to be a part of.
I loved being part of the Five Awesome Gays because me growing up, like, I literally – the only, like, gay culture or anything that I knew or saw was what was on TV. Mm-hmm. And for me, I remember –
what did you have? What did you
have? It was literally, like, Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And I would watch Will and Grace and, like – change the channel when my parents like
oh my god
room. And I literally think they had no idea or like even thought whatsoever, and my family's not the type to be like, he's watching Will and Grace, he's gay,
right?
Like, my mom loves Will and Grace and just thinks that it's a funny show, but that was it for me.
Yeah,
like I don't
and
even...
Nowadays there's so much representation. I mean, there's still tons and tons of you know, other representations that need to exist, like the trans community. That's something that's really gotten a lot of representation this year.
Yeah, with Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, and I mean, like, and not just Orange is the New Black, everything, like, yeah. Like public discussion.
It's so crazy, I was going to say, because I was literally saying Will and Grace was the only show I could think of, and now it's like when you said nowadays, like literally
every
like
show.
Eight shows
but
it,
but the
head.
Problem is, I think that I have with mainstream media and the LGBT community is most of the time it's a stereotype, and most of the time it's kind of a character role, and it's not a person in the plot that is themselves but also happens to be gay. Yeah. It's a gay character, or, you know, and that's their driving force.
I can see that,
and that's, I think, something that's kind of still, we still have progress to be made. But well, on the other side of it, YouTube.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I loved YouTube, and that's why I love being part of when I was part of the Five Awesome Gays. It's so many of those messages we got were just people saying, like, thank you for being you.
Yeah, and it's not like thank you for being a gay YouTuber. It's thank you for being a YouTuber who will talk about who they are.
Right. And I don't, and it's funny because even with the title Five Awesome Gays, I don't feel like we ever did anything that was like overtly gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or super gay. It was just all of us being able to be ourselves. And that's a lot of the messages I still get on YouTube.
Right.
Is people are like, sure, you fit some stereotypes. You certainly don't fit all the stereotypes, but you're just comfortable in your own skin.
And I think as time goes on, we're seeing more and more YouTubers feeling comfortable with who they are and coming out.
And celebrities, too.
And celebrities, too. I mean, who are some gay celebrities that you love? Who have you met? Have you met any?
Like love?
Yeah.
Or like look up to love?
Both.
Like want to make
not love.
I love Ellen.
Yeah.
Like
she's like my queen.
And I'm just thinking now, I was like, I don't think I can even think of someone
but she
who
never,
doesn't like her.
She never even talks about being a lesbian. I mean, she talks about it, but that's not part of her brand.
Right. It's like, it's again what we were saying. She's just her.
Yeah.
And she's funny and she's witty and she's lovable and kind and it's amazing.
Right.
And she's got an excellent platform.
I love Laverne.
Yeah.
Laverne Cox is incredible.
Yeah. Wait, we met her at
the VMAs. I got to interview her and I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like, how do I express to this person that I absolutely love?
I had like 900 thoughts going through my head because she was like coming, walking down
and
the carpet.
So tall.
And she was tall and she looked beautiful and her gown was great and she was saying it was like custom made.
I was living.
I didn't know where to start with the compliments.
Right. Right. Right.
I wanted to start with a thank you for being you and for doing what you do. And then I wanted to be like, love the shoes, love the dress.
Right.
Love your character on Orange is the New Black. All of that.
Who else? Who else is out there? Neil Patrick Harris, I got to interview once.
He was when you were at the Trevor Awards.
At Trevor Live, yeah.
He was literally the like next table over from us.
Wait. When I accepted my award?
Yeah.
He was in the audience?
He was a table over from us.
He saw me give a speech?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He clapped.
That's weird.
He clapped. I saw him clap.
I would hope
you.
He clap. I hope he would boo. That would be a better story.
I saw him boo you.
Oh my gosh, that's weird.
Yeah, he was like a table over with his husband,
David.
David,
I love them. They're cute. Lance Bass.
I have not met him.
Oh my gosh,
can we play Big Brother with Lance?
Yeah, Lance Bass loves Big Brother, which is why I love Lance Bass. I was on his radio show. That's when that's when I first met him.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's great.
I saw him with a hairstyle very similar to yours.
I know.
You guys could have been twins.
I know. Adam Lambert, love.
Oh, I love him.
I've been a Glambert since the beginning. I would vote and vote and vote.
You weren't mad that Chris Allen won.
I love Chris Allen. I do love Chris Allen. And he's so cute, and he's my height, which makes him, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert, I love.
The whole time Adam Lambert was on Idol, everyone was like, you look just like him.
Really?
To me.
What?
Yeah, it was every year.
I would say he is the most talented male vocalist of our generation.
Really?
I stand by that. Yeah.
Wow.
And amazing that he was openly gay before he entered the industry, because it's such a fear in the industry that when you come out, it will ruin your career. But time and time again, we have seen that if anything, people love you more
for being yourself.
For being yourself.
Yeah.
And you're being authentic. And people, it's more of a way for people to connect to you, I think.
I love it.
I love it.
Who else have you met? Oh, you met Ricky.
Ricky! Wait, should I tell that story? Oh my God, this is perfect. It was actually because of National Coming Out Day that we met. So a couple years ago, I made a video about, I think this was in 2008, I made a video about National Coming Out Day and, you know, gave some advice and talked a little bit about coming out. And I think in 2011, I got a message from none other than Ricky Martin on Twitter. He actually tweeted, hashtag fact, watching this video helped me make a very important decision. I'm serious. Thank you, Mr. at Tyler Oakley. And then a link to my National Coming Out Day video. And I was just like, I woke up to tons of tweets and I tweeted him. I was like, thank you so much. This means more to me than you'll ever know and blah, blah, blah. But it kind of opened my eyes that if I hadn't been more, you know, open or honest about who I was, who would I not have impacted? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you never know who you're going to impact just by being yourself. And that was – this was one of the moments where I was like, holy crap, I have an opportunity that to use my platform for something so huge. And so to get that message, I was like, whoa.
And I'm sure he's just like one of like hundreds and hundreds of people.
But it's the thing is, it's not just like – it's the bigger picture is it's not just me. It's if you go to YouTube and search coming out, you will find hundreds and thousands of stories. And, you know, the It Gets Better campaign and all those campaigns where it's people sharing their stories and sharing their own truth. That's when I think a lot of people find the inspiration to be themselves. Now, before we go on any further, I feel like it's only appropriate to give some more love to our sponsor today, which is Audible.com. Thank you so much, Audible, for supporting our podcast. We love you over here. If you don't know, Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than over 150,000 downloadable titles. And if you love podcasts, you'll definitely love listening to audiobooks. Whether you're driving, on your way to school, or at the gym, or whatever, they're perfect. And Audible is actually offering a free audiobook to all Psychobabble lovers. So if you go to audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get a free little book. This month, in celebration of National Coming Out Day, I am celebrating my good friend Ricky Martin, and it only felt appropriate to recommend his book, Me, which I read and I absolutely loved. He actually signed my copy, but if you get the audiobook, he can, like, sign your phone or something. That's what he can do. If you ever meet him, have him sign your phone, because say, you know what, I listened to your book on Audible. That's what's going to happen. If you want to download this audiobook for free or any other book of your choice, just go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks, Audible.
So I have a serious question.
What is your question?
Do you have a regret about not having like a big coming out bash?
Yes.
Do you think people do that now?
Oh my God, I hope so.
What if you had a surprise party where you invited all of your friends and you didn't tell them like you were having a party and then you were like,
surprise! I'm bi!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I should do that. You know what? I have said this. I never had a coming out video.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I think there's a lot of confusion on the internet. Is Tyler gay?
Yeah.
All these, you know, I get that every day. I do actually get that every day. So maybe I'll make a coming out video. I always say that. Maybe I will.
I just typed into Google, is Tyler Oakley? And the first thing that came up with is left-handed.
Well, I'm here to tell the truth. I'm right-handed.
You're a righty.
I'm a righty.
Right. Wait, I want to go back to the parties.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If you could have a coming out party, would you?
I'd rather have a quinceanera.
A quince?
A quince?
I think they call it that.
Quince.
Yeah. I would just, if I could do it
I think
all
you're thinking
again.
Of the word quiche.
No.
I would
no.
kill for a quiche right
oh,
now.
Gosh.
I'd rather have a quiche than a quinceanera.
After this episode, we're getting quiches.
Let's get quiche.
Hashtag let's get quiche.
Is that? That's not the hashtag today. No.
If I could go back, I would have a coming out party, a surprise party.
A surprise coming out party.
I would invite Oprah.
Yes.
I would invite...
You know what? A funny story about Oprah. You never know if she's going to accept an invitation. Jesse Tyler Ferguson was telling us that he... did the ice bucket challenge, and he jokingly tagged Oprah, and she accepted it.
What?
And said, I got tagged by Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And I'm like, imagine if you just, like, invite Oprah to something, and she just shows up.
She's coming to my...
She's the type.
My re-coming out party.
Right.
And there's going to be balloons. Are you...
Wow, you're going all out.
There's going to be a cake, even though I don't love cake.
Are you going to pop out of the cake?
Maybe.
Or is Oprah going to pop out of the cake?
She's going to pop out of the cake. I'm going to pop out of one of the balloons.
If I had a coming out party, I think I would wear a cape.
Oh.
Because I'm always looking for an occasion. But I think that would take away the surprise. I think if I open the door and I'm wearing a cape, people are going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or they're going to think you're Dracula.
Maybe I'm coming out as a...
Vampire. So you're having a coming out party.
I'm going to come out as a vampire, yes.
You're there in a cape. You're there. You don't have balloons at yours because you're too good for balloons.
Yes. No, it's a classy event.
Classy.
Classy. There will be funfetti.
Okay. Funfetti cake?
Duh.
Would you get one of those rainbow cakes?
No.
I've always kind of wanted to try that.
How do you feel about the rainbow flag?
You mean, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
There's a really good picture of me on Facebook and Instagram with a rainbow flag.
Cool story.
Check it out. Follow me on Twitter. I don't, what do you, I feel like you're picking...
Remember when they tried to like make a new flag for the gays?
No.
That's something that happened.
I do like the rainbow flag. And when we moved to San Francisco... You can't say, like, walking through the Castro, like, just, like, seeing all those flags, the huge one over the, like...
Here's my thing.
Okay.
My problem with the rainbow flag, you know how I describe colors. There's so many colors to describe in that flag. It's going to take me 2 years.
Probably.
Longer to describe that flag than to come out.
If only there were an acronym.
What?
Roy G. Biv.
Oh, my God. Roy G. Biv that's my drag name. Ew.
Oh, I love that, Roy G. Biv.
Yeah.
And you only wear, like, a rainbow unitard.
You. I hate that.
Just call me hashtag Roy G. Biv.
Hashtag Roy G. Biv? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, sure.
I love it.
Hashtag Roy G. Biv. Show your LGBT pride.
I'm showing it. Should we play a game, you think? We haven't done that in a while.
I'm hashtag down.
You're DTP?
I'm DTP. Down to play.
So this quiz is called, How Gay Are You?
Okay, well, I can answer this without taking the quiz. Very extremely gay. I am the gayest of them all. I am gay.
You've heard it here, folks. He has come out.
I'm out.
He's right-handed and gay.
In that order.
In that order. Question number one.
Okay.
What is your favorite color?
Oh, mustard.
Okay. you can go with yellow or lilac.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I'm going to go yellow.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
I will always... You know how I like to narrow these down if you get a little off track, so just keep that in mind. What is your favorite Beyonce song?
Oh, my gosh. How could I pick?
Yeah.
Ego?
No, I mean, they're going to go with the classics.
Okay, well, Ego is a classic, so how dare you?
I mean, but they can't have 80
options. I think arguing about what song should be on the list confirms that I'm gay.
Confirms that you're gay. I mean, you can go Flawless, you can go Drunk in Love, you can go Crazy in Love.
Flawless.
Okay, that's what I assumed you would have checked.
All right, all right.
Do you enjoy take that from the top. Do you enjoy consensual sexual experiences with... or feel attracted to members of the same sex as yourself?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yep, yep. Yes, all the time?
All the time.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay. What city would you most likely want to live in?
San Francisco?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a choice. Oh, Tokyo is a choice.
San Francisco.
Okay. What's your drink of choice?
A venti?
No.
Ice?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Red eye.
I'm sorry.
With a Splenda and some soy milk.
I'm sorry. Alcohol. Yes, you are gay. This wants to know alcoholic.
Oh, red wine. Red wine.
Whiskey is a choice.
Is red wine or whiskey?
It's a whiskey.
mixed. Red wine and whiskey.
Just to clarify, do you like having sexual relations with people of the same...
Is that another question?
Yeah, they've got a couple of these.
Yes.
Quite a lot? Or like, I already told... Oh, here's a...
I already told you. I already told you yes. So is this the like joke of the quiz?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm already bored.
What's your ideal Saturday night?
Love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking. In that order.
No. How about quiet drinks with friends or a night with the Netflix?
Drinks with friends.
Yeah, that sounds like you. Have you ever felt sexually...
Off the wagon?
Yes. yes. Have you ever felt off the wagon?
I have.
Okay, perfect.
Which is why Oprah's coming to my Dracula coming out party.
which president do you identify most with?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going with Barack.
No. Who are the other options?
William
Henry Harrison?
William Howard Taft.
Wait, is that a name? William Henry Harrison.
I think that is a president.
He died in 30 days. I learned that from the Animaniacs.
So you've got Barack, Abe, JFK, William Howard Taft.
JFK based on... He was cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with me being cute.
I thought JFK Jr. was hot.
You know, I kind of think Barack's handsome.
This is my favorite question on the quiz thus far. What is your favorite root vegetable?
A beetroot.
Oh, that's a choice.
You know I love beets.
Yeah,
I would kill a human for a beet right now.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. If you could pick your ideal partner for a romantic date, what qualities would they have?
Funny. Talkative.
Cool.
Good conversationalist.
There's someone here about conversation and wine. We'll go
sure,
with that.
Sure,
Sounds like you. What's your favorite weather phenomenon?
Oh, I just love...
Big, love? Pretty rainbow is a choice.
God, no.
Sunshine?
You know how I feel about the Roy G. Biv.
Tornado? No. Little fluffy clouds?
I hate little fluffy clouds. I actually do hate little fluffy clouds. What are you up to? Go big or go home.
Flooding? or ball lightning?
What's a ball lightning?
I don't know. It's got the word ball in it.
I'm going to have to go with ball lightning.
Well, I'm
ball lightning. I feel like I had that condition once.
Oh, I get that. Which sex are you most attracted to? The opposite? The same as you? All sexes are sexy?
I'm going to go with the same as me.
Yeah, same as me. Duh. Pick a box. Choices are... Box A, box B, box 3, box 4. This box or screw your boxes?
Screw your boxes!
I assume that's what you would choose.
I hate them.
Okay, we are ready. We are ready to find out. Shocking conclusion here, guys. Tyler got, you are very gay.
Wow.
You are very gay. You really enjoy having sexual experiences with members of the same sex. You are attracted physically and emotionally to people of the same sex. And that's about it. It Whoa. Ends with yay.
Cool. I feel like I've really discovered myself today.
I think so. I think it's...
All thanks to this quiz.
Roy G. Biv is ready to make her drag debut.
She's coming.
I would love to see you in a rainbow uni.
Stop it. Ew. That's the grossest thing you've ever said to me.
Have you ever worn a unitard?
Yeah, when I had to be Lady Gaga in YouTube Rewind last year.
You should have told the quiz that you once portrayed Lady Gaga.
Well, art pop era. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you have any, before we wrap this episode, do you have any tips for National Coming Out Day for any of the listeners?
My tips include... Come out when you're ready. Do it when you're safe. Don't do it because you feel like anybody is pressuring you to. And if you are an ally to the LGBT community, be vocal about it. Put it out there. It's not assumed that you are supportive. And just hearing that you are a public supporter of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people could be what somebody needs to be comfortable with being themselves.
Yeah, I love that. And as I will echo what I've said about 800 times, is it's your own journey. And I think that sums up what you were saying as well.
Never feel pressured and never pressure somebody else.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love, love.
Love, love.
Love is kind.
Legalized love, y'all.
Love is patient.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while you're out there spreading love,
wear a cape.
That and love psychobabble.
Oh, yeah. If you love psychobabble, there are a couple ways to show your love. Actually, you know what you should do? We just made a Facebook page.
Oh,
like it.
Like it.
Go to facebook.com/psychobabblepodcast.
Yeah.
There are currently how many likes?
About 16 thou.
Yeah, I think y'all could get it. Let's get it to 50,000. I think you guys could do it within this episode.
Yeah.
If you are listening right now, go like it on Facebook. There's going to be some stuff.
Yeah. And while you're at it, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, find us all over the internet. I am Corey Cool.
And I'm Tyler Oakley. And thanks for listening. Subscribe on iTunes. How easy is it to subscribe?
Just a little click.
Oh my gosh, the easiest little click. And it's easier than coming out. I would say coming out is, you know, sometimes difficult, but this is easy.
This is easy.
Do something easy today. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
I think they do deserve it.
And happy National Coming Out Day, y'all.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have an amazing National Coming Out Day. Yeah. Just do you. Be you.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye. Good luck with your life. Later.
Adios.